Blog Talk Radio.
How's it going? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman's Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. And if you want to give us a call in here, please do so at 646-721-9031. That number again, 646-721-9031. We're also in the chat room, so if you want to give us a chat in the chat room, please do so. We got information in there right now. We got a special going on for May where you can get a set of $75 for 75 minutes, so $45 for 45 minutes, and $25 for 25 minutes. We also have 90-minute sessions for relationship counseling, life coaching, relationship counseling, things like that, life progression, working with children, group sessions, that kind of stuff like that. And they're usually go between $135 to $150. But for this month, you can get them for $77 flat rate. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or call me through Skype at my name, donald.reed8, or go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And sit down and take advantage of the situations. We like to work with everybody we can, so come to the table, make a deal. If there's certain things that kind of fall short of what you got, then no problem, we can work with anybody's budget. So give us a call. And also, if you are in a mood where we can actually sit down and do some workshops, if you have a lecture or something, or a speaking engagement, you want someone to be a speaker there, give me a call. I'll be glad to come and show up in the ideal, because we like talking about manifestations, relationships, and the ideal being helping people be as successful as they can in both areas, if not in every area of your life. So let's get that a chance too, okay? So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835. Or like I said before, call me through Skype at my name, Donald.Reed8, or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And just give you an idea of what we got going on. Like I said before, we have a special for this month, $75 for 75 minutes. So give us a call. I'll be glad to sit down with you and work on anything you got going on. So, okay? Hello. Everybody in the chat room, hello. How are you? Let's get back to, I'm trying to get back to the switchboard here. There we go. Let's get back to the switchboard. And I think Dee's in the house.
Hello.
There's Dee. Hello, Dee. How are you?
Oh, not too bad.
That's good. So,
yeah.
Okay, well, the situation going on, nothing like that. Just give everybody else your, okay, I'm going to say this one more time. Give everybody your information and how they can contact you for your fantastic jewelry and your fantastic readings.
Right, okay. You can email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com, or you can phone me at 207-374-5072. Everything that I do is for donations, and I take PayPal, so if you're interested in, a 60-minute reading, I suggest a $60 donation. $20 donation for an email reading. I'm willing to work with other blocks of time for readings. And like Donnie, if you have, you know, if you find that $60, whatever, is too rich for your blood at the moment, just contact me and we can make a deal. I'll try to get back to you within 24 to 48 hours. I also do healing energy from a distance, or if you happen to be in anywhere in my area, which is in Maine, you know, we can work something out. Also, if you're interested in jewelry, my business name is Dreamweaver Designs. And for now, contact me via my either phone, of course, or my that particular email address. And I can send you some pictures to show you, give you an idea of what I do. All my jewelry is made with good stone beads like moss agate and freshwater pearls and other, you know, all kinds of stones. And I also use stone pendants, sterling silver pendants, and I use Good Hill Tribes handmade silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribes people in Thailand. I take PayPal for that. So if you're interested in some jewelry, maybe some chakra jewelry, or maybe looking for something Celtic, Native American, whatever it happens to be, contact me and we'll work out pricing and just exactly what you're looking for. If it's a necklace, how long, all that good, you know, all the things you'd be interested in, like the how many strands, that sort of thing. And I do also earrings and bracelets. So give me a shout and I'll be more than happy to work with you.
No problem. Hey, as we're sitting here waiting for people to come into the chat, I mean, we're not in the chat. There's been plenty of people in the chat. If anybody want to give a call in here and talk to us in person, please do so at 646-721-9031. And if you want to answer, if you want any questions answered in the chat room, please let us know too. We'll be checking periodically on that too as well. And we actually had a situation where we were talking to some people about angels and stuff. And realistically, I was sitting thinking about this the other day. All my cards are all angel cards. Even my new deck that I just got, which is it's an angel tarot card deck by Doreen Virtue. And I was actually looking at some other books, too, as well. I have the Romance and Life Purpose cards, which is one big deck. That's the Romance Angels. And then we have Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael together. They're two decks that we actually put together as one deck. And then we have the deck I've been working with the most is the Archangels and the Healing with the Angels decks put together. So it's one of those things. It's kind of funny, too, that these other decks actually are about the same size as my tarot card deck. So they're kind of balancing out. So I thought that was kind of cool in itself. We actually had someone to come on the show, too, who said that not a lot of people really talk about angels and really get descriptive and detailed about those angels and that kind of thing. So I thought that was kind of incredible in itself. And I also wanted to say the same thing too. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, Denver, Colorado Springs, oh, Colorado City, Manitou Springs, or in those vicinities in the suburbs or whatever, I'd be glad to. It was like one of those things I'm always looking forward to actually sitting down and working with people one-on-one, face-to-face. So if you're going to do that kind of thing, I have a nice little area set up in my front room. This area seems to really draw people in, so the energy itself, we're pretty close to Manitou Springs, which is actually in a vortex, so I can see the reason why, but definitely contact us for readings. Also, I was talking about the email readings, too. Now, this month, you can also get an email reading, a five-card angel reading, and an email reading just by emailing me at psychicxjourneyman@live.com, and it's only $14.95 this month, so if that's an easier way for you and an easier avenue for you, please do that, and I'll be checking those periodically, too, and we'll try to get back with you as soon as possible. But seriously, if you guys are on the area here, we're really looking forward to actually getting, I guess, familiar with the area and people in the situation. So, I've always seen the best form of advertising has always been the word of mouth. Wouldn't you agree, Dee?
Oh, yeah. It definitely helps.
I've talked to several people in the area that keep talking about they open up their doors and they haven't done any advertising or even put their sign out and they got people walking through their doors already. So it's a pretty lively energy, especially with the energy and things around like that too as well. We actually have someone in the queue, so let's go and take some calls.
Alrighty.
Okay, we got area code 719. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Pretty good. This is Kelly.
Hi.
Hello,
calling,
Kelly. How are you?
Hey, hey. And
okay,
well,
hey,
I'm sitting
hey.
Here. Sitting here being frustrated because my Gemini son, who was going to be here hours ago to drop off his Doggler, still isn't here. So I said I'd call in tonight, and like, I'm calling in.
Okay. Oh, a Gemini.
Yeah, that's my son. I'm Aquarius. I'm going, you'd think the air signs would do better together, but, you know.
No, I married a Gemini. Definitely fits personality. Definitely fit to duality.
Ah, no kidding. And him and his timing. I would have thought the military would have helped him with his timing better, but it didn't.
You never know. It's always a 50-50 crap shot, right?
He sounds like Mr. K. Sarasara.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever
Mr. K. Sarasara.
Whoop-dee-doo. You know, I'll get there when I get there.
Gee, so I should just say, what do you see coming up for me in the next, 4 days as we travel? That would be my question tonight.
traveling in 4 days.
Well.
I'm going, let's see.
Okay.
Go for it, Dee.
Right. My brain's got to kick in here. It's still back on my conversation on the phone earlier.
Okay.
I think, unless you want a description of my possible new pendant, but
right.
No, I think the next 4 days are going to be interesting, fun. That's my first impression.
Okay.
I don't foresee anything drastic happening that you're going to go, oh God, or anything like that. I think you're going to enjoy yourself in the next 4 days.
That's just the idea of getting started, right?
Right. It's that
something like that. Yeah. It's just been.
Yeah.
It's pushed
Mr. Gemini along. Here, come on.
it was one of those things where we were supposed to have actually. He called me. He called me because we were on show earlier today from noon to 1:30. And he called me in the middle of the show, not having any awareness that I was doing something else and that Mom had a life. So
right.
So
I
had to field the call and said, Mom's on air, you know, and I said, tell him to call in. He didn't. He waited to call back, and he was like, what he told me was, I'm on my way. So I was like, okay, cool. You know, it's like, okay, I'll hang out then. It's like, because initially I was supposed to start at 1:30 and head down the road and pick up the horse trailer down in Walsburg and be back. And it's like, so then he calls me back, a couple hours later, and says, I'm out of the storage shed now getting Diesel's dog kennel. I'm like, going, jeez.
Oh, really?
like, okay. Well, this kind of shot my afternoon. Thank you, dear. Love you. It's a good thing I love you.
Right? Oh, yeah.
I know. You know?
Uh-huh.
So, and now he's stuck in traffic. First it was he's stuck in Denver traffic, and then the last time we heard from him, he was in Colorado Springs. He was, like, at exit 156. His phone was dying. Apparently he didn't have his car charger. And it's like, he said, where do you live? I'm like going, oh, God. It's going to be one of those really fun days. So he's, I told him the, you know, instructions how to find us here, and it's like, okay, fine. Anyway, he might find us. He might not. If he uses his intuition, he'll be fine. If he doesn't, he won't.
Exactly. Well, that's like the situation. It's going to be swirling around. Like I said before, you get delays, and all of a sudden, once it gets going, it's okay.
Yeah, I know.
Things will fall into place and do what you got to do and that kind of thing, which the aggravation of getting there.
It makes it hard to plan, though. It's like, I mean, this is, I think I was explaining earlier at an earlier point in time where this is what frustrates me so badly with my two sons is, you know, they're on military time, and it's like, I don't disagree with military time. It's wonderful for what it's used for, but it's like, it totally doesn't jive with what I do with what I call warp intuition time.
Right.
If I follow my own timing with stuff, it's like things work out, and if I wait and someone else interjects their time schedule into stuff, it's like, and I can't plan around it, I'm like going, I'm sitting here and I'm capital F frustrated. It's like, okay,
yeah.
I'm going to breathe now. I'm not going to quit breathing because I'll turn blue and fall over.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't look so good because then you turn black and then you know, lights are out. It doesn't work too well.
No, actually, really and truly, it's like from years of teaching CPR, it's like what does happen, you know, like with children, if they manage to hold their breath long enough to pass out, they automatically start breathing again when they, you know, pass out because the brain kicks in. So it's like, yeah, you can only turn blue in the face for so long.
Yeah.
Well, still.
And then when, it depends what the situation, that kind of stuff going on. But,
right.
No, seriously, I just feel like it's one of those things that's, once you get started,
it'll be okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should ask for, you know, on the flip side of that out there, it's like because we're going to be on an air mattress at my daughter's house for a period of time this summer until we find a house. What do you see about you know, possibly finding a house to buy for us, you know, in a you know time frame, like you know, like a couple weeks, a couple months, you know, a couple years. Hope not a couple years. But we're kind of looking for, yeah, I know. We're looking for something that's got a little bit of acreage because my younger kids, you know, we have animals, we have a menagerie. It's like they like to do, you know, forage stuff, that kind of thing. So we want something with, you know, like 2 to 5 acres. You know, just a little bit of something. It's like, you know, do you get anything, you know, impressions like with a house, something we should look for, a particular area, you know, anything like that?
Well, when you said that, the first thing that came to mind was August. And then when you talked about acreage and you didn't specify it first, I got 3. The number 3 came
cool.
to mind. Like
right.
like some place with 3 acres and Are you looking for something somewhere near your daughter?
Yes. And they are actually located in Homedale, Idaho, which is like maybe 25, 30 miles south of Boise, and it's about 9 miles from the Oregon border. So it's they're way across the state.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think you'll probably find something like I said, my first impression was August for some reason. And somewhere maybe, 5 miles or so from your daughter.
Oh, cool. That would be nice.
Yeah, I think you'll find something fairly close. You know, you won't be
mm-hmm.
breathing down each other's necks, so you'll still be able to breathe,
right,
on both
yeah.
sides.
But close enough that it's not going to cost me an arm and a leg when I, you know, when she calls and says, "Hey, mom, come help me." It's like it's not going to take me an hour
right.
to get there. It's like, yeah, it'll be
No.
I don't see that. I see you fairly close. It could be a little further than that, but you know, somewhere between 5, 10, 12 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing too drastic, and okay. something that, you know, like I said, I see. I got the number 3, so I would say, you know, at least 3 acres, something
okay.
that's, you know, within your price range.
Okay.
I was looking at a situation,
okay.
too, where I feel like...
Who are we keeping awake?
Oh, no, I'm just sitting here.
He needs sleep.
What?
He needs healthy coffee.
No,
earlier I heard him do something like that. I wondered, okay, Donnie, what have you had to drink tonight?
No, it's been... I worked until about 5 in the morning.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Wow.
I might be going to bed at 5 in the morning, but okay.
Well, I was actually doing readings on a random. That is a random.com, so look for me on there. It's a psychic extra journey on a random, and I was working until 5 this morning, and I did about 3 readings, and it can get sometimes you get up and I get caught up in the whole thing. I say, okay, one more, you know, I want to sit there and focus on one more. And then I finally said, it's time to focus on sleep. So then I got to bed, and then my sister called me this morning. So I was like,
oh, wow.
It's amazing how that happens a lot, too, when you're sitting there. I'll be sitting here all day, and I call people and say, hey, what's up? Leave messages everywhere. No one calls back. As soon as I get in a reading or get on the show,
as soon as you do an energy. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the phone starts lighting up like a freaking Christmas tree. I was like, jeez.
That's amazing how that works.
And for you people who don't celebrate Christmas, it lights up like a candle.
There you go.
So,
people who do Hanukkah.
Might light up like a menorah.
Yeah, we actually, so that was one of the things going on. But one of the things I saw about your situation, too, I agree with Dee with the August and the situations and the locations, but I think it's one of those things you'll find it quickly, but it might take some time as things settle and get, you know, what's it called? Oh, shoot, I had this one, too. I think it'll be finalized by August is what
okay.
I get.
Oh, finalized by August.
I feel like you're going to find something very quickly. It's just the idea of getting things to fall into place before you actually get a chance to settle things and that kind of stuff. And I feel like it'll be, you know, things will settle and be done with by August.
Cool. I'm just wondering, a couple of things popping into mind as far as the house goes. Ranch and ranch style, I guess ranch style maybe, or they might go together, a log style home.
Oh, log style. Oh, cool. Okay. That would be nice.
Yeah,
any kind of a basement or any other features other than that?
Oh gosh, now that I've said that, I'm seeing this lovely log home that I fell in love with, not a cattle, you know, one of those places, some
on,
log home thing
yourself.
One time.
On.
Yeah. what I saw was one of those places that I don't think anybody could afford it. It was so super expensive if you build it.
Ooh,
it was drop dead gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely large. I would have to agree with Donnie that, yeah, by August you should be finalized and starting to make that, you know, the grand move.
Okay.
And I just for some reason could imagine you in a log home.
Well, actually, what's really interesting is my dad has, I mean, he died this year. He died back in February on Leap Day. And, I own it now. I got stuck with it. Shouldn't say that like that, but it's like it's 98 years old. It's been in the family for 3 generations. And it's like, but it's in Wyoming. And it's like really a long ways from where I want to be. But it's like that's where our roots have been for a long time. Because my grandparents had it, and then my dad had it, and then I got to inherit. And it's like my younger kids are going, don't sell it. You know, so I'm going, well, shoot, you know, right now it's kind of a white elephant. I guess I could wait a couple more years and try to get it on the historical register or something like that. It takes about 2 or 3 years to do that. But
get it for your getaway home.
You want it.
To keep your ties going. But
yeah.
Sometimes with situations, you got to look at the height, you know, just look at things that how they can actually work for you and the ideal. Maybe you won't have to get rid of it, but still can be an asset.
Right. Yeah.
Now,
it's definitely
a place I want to live, like, you know, like right now. But I mean, I know my older children pulled this on me. I have the military son says, there's both of them. So I'll say the second one, who's currently in New Mexico, had said that, you know, he says, well, I'm hoping to, you know, find some place, blah, 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 retire to, you know. He's talking, I mean, he's been in for a few years, but it's like he's got about 15 to go, okay? And I said, well, what about Grandpa's house out there? And he goes, it's like, well, don't get rid of it yet. But it's like, yeah, I don't know. It's going to have a lot of repair on it by that time. I'm like, well, you know, you got to, like, you know, paint the logs and stuff every couple, 3 years, you know, to keep it from rotting out type of stuff. But, you know, it's not that terrible. It's a little
What's it look like now?
But, nobody's living it right now. It's just sitting empty for us.
Okay. So, I mean, what kind of condition would you say it's in?
too.
Oh, we could. I mean, we could go live in it. It's like the only thing that happened to it this winter, the really downside is we had one water pipe break, and it was in the kitchen. Thank God it's not in the wall. It's like it was exposed. So it's like we have to have a piece of pipe to repair it. But other than that, it's like it was, you know, I mean, my dad lived in it right up to, you know, until he went into the nursing home. And it's like had the water pipe. If the water pipe was not broken, we could have been up there living in it this summer. But it's like I didn't want to deal with that on top of everything else. But it's, you know, for a 98-year-old house, it's in good shape. I mean, it's, you know, the plumbing works, like I say, except for that. And it's like everything is workable. It's like, do I want to rent it out? Not really, not yet, because I've got too much stuff to go pack up because it's like an antique house.
No, yeah, I was thinking
gotcha.
About maybe
lived
you could
in
rent
another
it out.
Century, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, we're starting to get some people in the queue, so.
Okay.
We are getting
Let's
people
see.
In queue. Hey.
Let's see, what number do they need to call in? What is it, like 646?
Yeah, the call-in number is
646-721-9031.
So if you want to give us a call, please do so at 74, that's me, 646-721-9031. And we also have somebody in the queue, so Kelly, if you want to stick around, that's great.
Yeah. Just
and we'll just keep talking through the whole thing and
cool.
just go and check out area code 786 and see what they're all up to. Area code 786,
no good, probably,
welcome to the show.
Like the rest of us.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Fine. How's everybody?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah.
Good.
What's your name?
What?
I was just going to say my name is Yolanda, and I'm calling to find out. I applied for a job on Tuesday and had my interview, and I wanted to know if you guys saw me getting the job.
I get the impression you will get the job, but there might be a little procrastination with their part of the whole thing about getting back
exactly.
with you.
Exactly.
But I definitely see that was going to happen, and I see it's going to fall into place. So keep your focus on seeing yourself working there, and you will be.
So is it like a good fit, do you think? Like, I guess my fear is that I'm going to get to the place, and I just want to make sure that I'm going to fit in.
I don't see a problem with you fitting in.
I don't either. I just the thing that came to me the most was the idea of taking the initiative and you know be a leader in your own life and the idea of not really. This might sound crazy, but I mean, it just keeps coming to me not to live off of what other people think. Just come in there and no excuses for who you are, and I just feel like people respect you for exactly who you are.
Exactly.
Okay.
So push those fears to the side and realize fear is nothing but illusion. That's going to put you in a situation where you might make excuses instead of looking at the situation and this job for what it really is, which seems like to be really good for you right now at this moment.
Good. I'm glad I'm starting to get back on my feet again. So that would be good.
You're going to do just fine.
You're going to get on your feet quicker than you think, too.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely have been a tremulous last 7 to 8 months, so hopefully this is the beginning of some new and good things coming up for me,
new,
so I'm excited.
Yep. New things, good energy, new friends.
Thank you. Yes.
Really?
What?
Thank you so much.
No,
really, what, Bonnie?
I'm listening to you guys online, too.
No, I'm in the chat room.
Yes, I'm in the chat room.
No, I'm in the chat room, too. I was looking at some things.
Okay.
I think Kelly put in there when she's talking about the idea of Venus going retrograde. Messing with communications and people's love lives. That's what I was saying. I was like, really? I don't need that right now.
Oh, thanks. That explains it.
Yeah, but I think it's one of those situations that just, you know, we can sit there. Me personally, when I look at the idea of astrology and that kind of stuff, I still go back with the point of what it says in the Bible, that we have dominion. So since God created the universe, the earth, and everything that goes along with it, I think our dominion actually goes further than just this planet. So we can actually use these insights to actually know which direction we're going to go into, because I think we can still work with these planets, no matter what they're doing and what kind of havoc they're putting out. Because realistically, the planets are not alive. You know, it's not like Joe Venus is he's doing this on purpose, so he's sending me energy more than anybody else. And I've heard some people
know it's Josephine.
I'm just saying, no. When you sit here and look at the situation. I know, but some people have a tendency to take these things so literally with the situation, like, okay, my life sucks. It's only an influence. And it does, you know, when you have an influence, it's like anger. Anger can be an influence in your life, but you can also channel that energy into motivating you to do other things, too, in a positive way. So it's the same thing with the planets. The planets are telling you, this is what we're doing. What are you going to do? So the situation, you may have some problems with communication. But then again, with any kind of situation, especially when it comes between communication with two people, there's other avenues to go with communication. And sometimes I see verbal communication becomes a problem. But we can also communicate with our loved ones in so many ways, with gifts, letters, and that kind of stuff that the planets can't mess with. You know?
Nice.
Mess with my piece
sometimes
of paper.
Sometimes you got to write it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you don't.
Yes, and then we sit there and go over the whole thing and say, okay, let's go on the Internet. Now, if we're not having trouble communicating with our internet, then we shouldn't have no problem communicating with our significant other. So it might be a different avenue to communicate that might work for you, because usually we don't have problems with the communication or devices unless Mercury is going retrograde, and then you have some problems. But with the situation, I think it's just looking for us to go and find, be constructive and find different ways to get around the whole situation when we see these things coming up, you know? What are you going to do today? Are you going to sit here and say hello? Give your loved one, put a note on the pillow or something like that, and see you're still communicating. And it's like a really fun thing. Some people like to have this thing they call, it's called all-day foreplay, where they just call each other, say sweet things to each other all freaking day, and then look forward to actually missing each other. I mean, you know, they're missing each other. And then when they finally get home to see each other at the end of the day, it just increases everything. And therefore, you've combat the communicational thing. It opened up new avenues, new ways of doing it. And when you sit there and look at things like that, we're all looking for constructive ways to just make our relationships more intense and more bonding and more connected and just expression and that kind of stuff. And sometimes the planets have a tendency to give us the motivation to do that. So take that into consideration. I also sit here and say, communicate to the angels. There's nothing interfering with the angels' communication. I guarantee you that one. Let's see. Who we got here? And here, I don't want to sit here and keep calling you 786, but do you have a nickname?
That's Yolanda.
Yolanda, okay. Did you have any more questions for us before you get back to your crazy day? Hello. Well, she's still there because I see her in the queue. 786, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yes,
can
we can
hear
you
me
now.
Now?
Yeah,
okay.
We can hear you now.
actually, I had asked for a certain figure because they kind of wanted to know like how much I wanted to make, and I wanted to know were they going to meet it or at least come very close to it.
I want you to sit here and say something to yourself right now. I want you to sit there and say, it's like when people ask you how much you make, you tell them exactly the figure you gave them.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like it's one of those things that you got to believe it yourself, because you ask for it, but there's something about the situation. I just feel a little bit of doubt where you're like, I don't know if I'm going to get it. Don't sit there. Like, do anything you can. Do affirmations. Say it to yourself over and over again until you can believe it and actually let it resonate with you, because I feel like that all you got to do is ask and you'll get it.
Okay.
I really do.
Definitely.
I'm serious.
Definitely.
I thoroughly agree.
Yeah, so it's like when the situation's going, da-do. But, I mean, I did the same thing. I used to do a little, there's like a two techniques I used to do all the time, where I would sit there and I would sit there and talk to myself and say, okay, Donnie, how much do you make a week? I make four, and at the time I was working for this carnival, and I would sit there and say, Donnie, how much do you make? I make $400. $400, yes, I make $400. And I would just keep talking to myself until I could get that vibration going. And then when people would ask me, literally ask me, how much you make? And I said, $400 a week. $400 a week? Yes, thank you. I said, you make $400 a week? I said, yes, I make $400 a week. And then 2 weeks later, my boss was actually cleaning. He was actually cleaning his golf cart, and something came to me and said, "This is the perfect opportunity." I walked up to this guy and go, "I believe I said I deserve to have $400 a week." He goes, "Really? How much you make now?" I said, $350, but I believe that I deserve $400 a week. I worked my butt off. I did it, and he goes, "Well, everybody works their butt off." I was like, I got real quiet because there's a couple of guys who don't. But I didn't want to say anything. I just got real quiet, and I looked him right in the eye, and he's like, he knew what I was doing. He knew what I was doing. He looked at me, and he goes, okay. He shook my hand, and next thing you know, I made $400. And I was like, maybe I should ask for $450. You know?
Yeah, keep pushing your luck.
I'm serious. I was like, that was just too easy. You know, it's like go for the gusto, right? Cause I'd had,
I know, right?
I had somebody who'd sit there. I had a reading week before that. I talked to my friend, and she's like, "You should ask for $450. And I was just like, I'm thinking in my head going, yeah, I think I should have asked for $450 because he might have just sit there and gave it to me. But it was interesting. Every time I've done that before, too, like I want something or I focus on it. And as soon as my intention is focused entirely on that, it seems like everything falls into place, and there it is. I've always listened to my angels and guides. You know, if you read my journal, you'll see where I say, thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, Holy Spirit, higher self, and Jesus for your help, protection, and guidance. And thank you for all that I am and for all that I have. And it always seems like every time I put it out there, I just don't attract opportunities. I also attract the people, the situation, everything that goes along with it. So it's always a smooth transition. Heck, I just got a freaking office chair, which is one of those swivel kind of things with the leather back and stuff. I found it at the shop, and yesterday when I talked to him, he wanted $10 for it, and then he said maybe $8. I walk in today, and I was like, if I could just get this under $10, it'd be great. And, well, I walk in there, and he's talking to his mother, and I said, I'd like to get that chair now. He's like, okay, no problem. He looks at his mom, he goes, $5 for the chair.
Wow.
So I only paid cool. $5. And this chair is probably, when you buy it, you bought it, would have bought it at Walmart, it's like a $149 chair.
Wow.
And the same thing, my girlfriend was sitting there talking too. She's like, so what you're saying, since you've been living in your apartment for the last 2-3 weeks, that you've only paid like $5 for furniture and everything else. And there was a person up here who actually moved out. He skipped out on his rent, left all his furniture. And they said I could have it. So all I had to do was go from here to there, pack it back and forth, and I call them the fillers. I got chairs and coffee tables and that kind of stuff. So all I got to do now is get a couch or maybe a love seat or something, or maybe a sectional, and I'm done. Simple as that.
Well,
and I was sitting there, and she was like, and all that stuff was, they just told me go get it, and it didn't cost me nothing. And I actually got a couple fold-up chairs, so when I go out and about and work for other shops and stuff, I got fold-up chairs, I got the whole thing, and then the other day, I had a client call me because I was really wanting to get some banners and some cards and just all kinds of stuff. And actually, maybe someone to design something for me. All I had to do is give them the information and stuff. Well, I had one of my clients do that. They designed a card for me, and she said that for an hour and a half session, she would do this for me and get this thing and order this stuff for me. She got me 1,000 business cards. She got me 2 banners. I had over 100 postcards, magnets. Just all this stuff, just for an hour and a half session, and she was just like, So it's amazing when you sit there and put out the universe to sit there and correct these situations, these opportunities you're looking for, when how they come into your lap.
Yeah, so I started working on affirmations. I started saying, because I had gotten depressed because of all the things that had happened to me the last 8 months, so I started like about two to three weeks ago, saying 2012 is going to be the best year ever. 2012 is going to be the best year ever. And like every chance that I get, you know, that I feel down or I'm going through something, I pop it in my head and I say 2012 is going to be the best year ever. So I'm trying very hard to start working with affirmations and saying it over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
To bring my vibration up.
Yeah, they usually sit there and say that. You say them until you hear that. Do you feel the vibration within you? Because people are asking, how do you do that? How do you work with affirmations? And, you know, some people say do them 3 times a day. I say do them 3 times a day, too. But I also say that when you start having doubt, to write them down in your journal. So, therefore, when you start having that doubt, you can go back and go over them. Every time you have any doubt about anything, go over them then. Don't always just set one situation or a particular time for those things. Whenever it's necessary is the best time to do them.
Right. So I will definitely keep in mind that, you know, I am worthy and deserving of the money that I ask for, and that, you know, I will, and that I will get it. They will pay me what I'm worth.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I just had a friend of mine call me up not too long, well, actually last night, and she was saying that she felt like she wasn't deserving. I said, well, I've noticed one thing about the situation when I've been changing, as soon as I go away from my mother, because sometimes family can be really downers, because they're always pointing out all the bad things that could happen. And my mom was pointing out things about, I mean, I'm happy. The first time I lived here, I remember I had a shop and stuff. Oh, I called my mom up. I just opened a shop. I'm making this amount of money. I'm working with people. I'm having a great time. And all she could say was, there's something in the Bible about selling your soul to the devil. And I was like, okay, thanks, Mom, for your support. It was like something I've been working towards for so long. And same thing with this situation, too. That every time I call anybody, say, hey, I just did this, and they're like, okay, you need to stop riding the fence, and you need to freaking focus on one or the other. I'm like, okay, I thought I did. So, you know, it's one of those things. I go back to my book, and I look at my journal, and say, okay, this is what we're going to do today. And I've actually had a couple of days where I was like, okay, didn't get any readings today. And I said, oh, okay, I know why. I haven't really affirmed anything with my affirmations. And as soon as I go back to my journal and go, okay, I am so happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I did today. All of a sudden, the phone starts ringing.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, it's crazy how the universe works. It's really, really, really crazy how it works.
Yeah, but the more you work with it, the less crazy it gets, and the more non-chaotic your life gets. I think it's kind of crazy. Because I was sitting here talking to people. We had a lawyer on the show last week, too, who was sitting here saying, well, in the real world, and you have to have a job to get this and this and this and this. I said, well, how do you think you get those jobs? Manifestation.
Right.
It's a thought. You put it out there, you do what you want. Wait, and I was working on a random last night. This was funny, because this guy came in there and started talking about science. He says, science is the thing that backs up the thing. And he said, you get your knowledge from books and that kind of stuff. I said, let's go that route. Where did the books come from? He goes, from people. Where do people come from? Silence. He was trying to sit there and go over and say, you can focus on the affirmation, but the information you're getting is from this. And then he sat there and said, I said, well, how was the universe created? How was the planets created? He said, the Big Bang Theory. I said, okay, who was the Big Bang? Who created the Big Bang?
Right.
Okay, he said, well, you can't prove God exists. And I said, and you can't prove he doesn't.
That's right.
Oh, good one.
So the guy was like, so I was sitting here going, I said, buddy, haven't you figured it out yet? For everything you say, I guarantee you, every time you say something, I'm going to ask you a question of where that came from. I said, one of these days you're going to realize one thing. There's a source higher up that maybe you can't see or feel. But I said, the one thing that gets on my nerves is you guys have no problem going outside and having that breeze blow through your hair. And you never question where it comes from. You can't see
it.
Okay, and I said, God is the same way. God blows into your life. You can't see him, but you sure can feel him. And then when you look around, as you see the wind blow through the trees and stuff, and then you start looking at the trees, the grass, and everything else, and then you're all of a sudden in a situation where you're taking notice of everything. And why is that? Because you took a notice and said God exists. Now you're seeing all the things that God did that does exist.
Right.
And then look in the mirror. You're one of them. That's like we told that. I was like, oh, lady, she goes, everything's my fault. Yes, it is. But all that good stuff you did too, that's your fault too.
Right.
So take the good, the bad, and realize you're a whole person, not a half person. Okay? So the idea of sitting, we have to sit there and start looking at things. I was actually looking at my journal, and it was like this one in here. It says, it's like going out there and finding somebody who loves you for your imperfections in spite of them, and you found a love for life.
That's so true.
So, you know, I sit there and pull the affirmations out all the time. As I'm working on a random, sometimes the chat room gets kind of quiet, and sometimes there's nobody there. So what I do is I pull out my freaking journal and start reading my affirmations. And we did have some people come in last night, we call them trolls, who started trolling the area and causing chaos in my room. And we're allowed to do demos from time to time to actually do free readings for people in the free chat. And as I was about ready to do a demo, all these trolls started coming in and started saying all kinds of crazy stuff. I said, you know something? This is what's going to happen. And this is how I'm going to see the true people that are here for the real reasons. I cleared the whole room. I just went up and refreshed the computer, cleared the whole room out. People came back in, and I said, these are the people who want to be here. They'll come back. And they did. It wasn't one of those things of falling into fear, because I've seen so many people, especially with this kind of work, who see people walk out their door and go, oh, my gosh, should I string them along? Because that might be the last person I ever see. You know, I'm sitting there going, there's like billions of people in this world. And when you sit there, especially doing this show here, we know that people are looking for guidance. They're looking for the answers. They're looking for insights. So for us to sit there and have doubt that we're ever going to have any clients, that's a prime example of a person who has doubt within themselves. It has nothing to do with the people out there. We manifest our lives just the way they're supposed to be. And if it's not the way it is, then it's because you need to work on it and tweak it, and look at it, get detailed. Because there's a lot of people, this is a proven fact, a lot of people like the manifestation thing, but they have a tendency not to get too descriptive because they're scared if it doesn't happen, they won't be disappointed as much. Not realizing if they get really descriptive and really detailed, there is no disappointment. It's looking at the situation and going, okay, it didn't happen. Why didn't it happen? Maybe because it wasn't supposed to happen. But if you look at the situations as they unfold, you will see a direction to go into to actually get what you really need or want or desire. And that's how it works.
Right.
So let's go take a look at the chat room and see if everybody's having chaos in there. All right. All right. Anybody have any questions in the chat room, please feel free to ask us. If you want to answer it on the air, fine, do so. If you don't, we'll answer it in private for you, okay? All right. So let's go. I was actually checking out some other things, too. All right. So, is there any other questions that you'd like to ask before you go? Because we're still waiting for people to pop in.
No, I think, you know, work was the main thing. I don't know. I'm afraid to ask about my love life. I got out of a relationship a while back, and honestly, to be honest, I don't think I'm ready to start something new. So that's why I haven't even bothered asking. So we'll just skip over that.
Okay, so let's focus on love life and say, you're right.
After she said to skip right over it, because she knows it's going to happen when she least expects it. When she's not looking, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, I look at the situation.
I'm still mending a broken heart. So I'm not really any good to anybody right now. So it wouldn't be fair for me to get involved with anybody and not give them my best, because I'm expecting the best.
Okay. If you're expecting the best, then use that as your blueprint to be the best.
Right. I know I need more time to be the best person that I could be, you know, because I'm still hurt over my past relationship. So,
I'm just saying.
I'm honest. I mean, I, you know, it's not fair when you have baggage and you get into a new relationship with somebody because you're bringing in that baggage and you're not going to be fair to them. So, you know, there's no sense in me getting involved with anybody right now because I know that I'm still healing from my past relationship. So that's
okay.
Why.
No. I understand that.
Concentrating on work, you know, concentrating on getting myself back together as far as, you know, my finances and things like that. And, you know, and, you know, when like the, the young lady that said, when it's time, it's going to happen. Yes, I agree. I'm not looking for it.
Oh, thank you for calling me young.
Like, I'm sorry?
I said, thank you for calling me young.
Yeah.
I'm probably older than you are.
I'm 42, so.
I'm 64.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, when it's time, it will happen, and it won't be as far,
yeah.
far off in the future as you think it will be.
Yeah, that's the idea. You've already come up with, you've already sat there and said to yourself in the course of the last 5 minutes of the realizations about yourself, so therefore you have something to work with. As long as you work through those things, you'll get through this very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You're a very special person, and it seemed like the last person with which you had a tendency to have a lack of appreciation, and it's kind of residues with you, and where you feel is self-appreciation too. But the idea, I sit there and look in the mirror and get this thing over with and done, and just look at the, just do some things like, for example, do you love yourself? It doesn't matter if you do or you don't. You just say yes and go with it. And then you sit there and say,
you can't love anybody else if you don't love yourself. You have to love
yourself.
That's
true too, but you also have to
definitely love myself.
Okay, I'm just saying, you already have the realization, so stop all criticism and then forgive yourself. Because when we say forgive yourself, people look at the relationship and say, well, this guy was an ass. And that's true, too. But you have to forgive yourself because you're angry with yourself for staying for so long.
Right.
So just admit
you're
it.
Right.
Yeah, just admit
you're
it.
Right. You're right.
Yeah. Just forgive it. And forgive yourself and say, okay, I learned. But maybe I had to stay a little bit longer to learn to leave. Nothing wrong with that. That's just part of the process, okay? And I says, don't scare yourself. Don't scare yourself means don't sit there and go, what if I don't make the rent this week? You don't say things like that. You focus, like you said, with your affirmations. And the same thing with relationships. I've heard this before. Well, he's in the future. And I'm pretty sure I'll have a boyfriend here sooner or later. The people don't realize it. If you put things in the future, they will always be out of reach.
Right.
And we don't want to bring them out of reach. We want to look at the situation right now. We want to sit there and focus and say, do you believe that your soulmate exists? That's all we need to know. He does exist. And the process of what you're doing, how do we know he's not doing the same thing in the process of working this thing out? So the quicker you work on it, maybe the quicker he'll work on it, because it says in the, I've actually got it in this book, it says soulmates and twin, you know, twin flames and that kind of thing, they don't finally just meet. They feel like they finally realize they've always been connected. It was always a certainty. And to have that kind of, insights within oneself, then it makes it easier to embrace these relationships when they do become a part of you. Okay, so it says be gentle and kind and patient with yourself. That means just love yourself and be kind to your mind. Be kind to your mind is that when you start feeding into things, that little voice starts telling you things and doubting. That's the ego. And what it's saying is be kind to your mind is the ideal. Be kind, nurture it, and take those negative thoughts and turn them into positive affirmations. Okay, and then praise yourself and say, well, hey, I just took that negative thought and turned it into a positive affirmation. Say praise yourself. Hey, thanks. I mean, I can't believe I just did that. Great, man. That's fantastic. Just keep it up. And then it says, and that's the ideal, praise yourself and support yourself, is to realize that you're a fantastic person. And realistically, when you look at the situation, we all are descendants of Adam, who was perfect. The only thing different about Adam was he had a doubt within himself because of what he did. But he was still realistically perfect. And if you see the generations in the beginning of the Bible, you'll start noticing how this generation is the reason they might have lived as long as they did because of that perfection. And as we go along, certain things happen. But right now, we're also seeing a lot of people do the same thing, who are having all this faith within themselves, and they're actually living longer and looking younger. And because of the situation, they won't feed into those things. That's that little voice that keeps telling you. The reason it's like losing your hearing and all that kind of stuff. It's been a proven fact that with us, as some people want to call it, science, but some of this information comes from the Bible. If you go back in the Bible, you'll find this information already there. But it says that the mind keeps constantly expanding. So therefore, the memory is not something we fill up. It's constantly expanding. There's like little passageways, linkways. So the more you use it, the more it works for you. Same thing with your body. If you sit around and just sit there and wait to die, pretty much you'll die. But there's been a lot of people sitting around who don't sit around anymore. And if you don't believe me, I actually saw this video the other day. There was five women ranging from 70 to 85. They put them on a workout program for like 6 months. So then they speed up the freaking thing. They show you 6 months later. What they do is they start off where you're far back, and you see these you see these five girls. You think they're cheerleaders. They're making pyramids, flipping head over heels, doing the flip-flop like people do in gymnastics. When you get up on the people, it's actually the same women.
Wow.
So they changed the whole format. But you know, change your thinking, change your life. That's what it's all about. And then it says be loving to your negatives, which is basically the same thing. That being loving to your negatives is the ideal, turning negative thoughts into positive affirmations. But this is the one thing, too, I always stress with everybody. It always says take care of your body. Your body and your mind work hand in hand. Your body is a whole. And when you work it as a whole, it always has a tendency to work with you as a whole, too, as well. And you'll be going. But the biggest key here is to do mirror work. Doing mirror work is actually honestly asking your questions to you, okay? And being honest with the answers.
Right.
So love yourself, do it now. But also with the situation and the progression, it's like life is supposed to be fun if you allow it to. And that's what it says, have fun. Have fun with this whole situation, what's going to be unfolding here in the next 6 months. And I feel like when I keep getting with you is June is a key month for you of actually meeting somebody to the point where sometimes we sit there and think that we're not ready. But as soon as you take that situation and get out there and you meet somebody, they have a tendency to change your perception.
Right.
Because they see something in you that they're very drawn to, and then you're able to connect with it too as well, and then you see the not just the good in him and the characteristics and stuff, but you also see what kind of relationships you can actually have because you start realizing who you really are. That this person that you were with before or people you was with before had a tendency to make you feel less. And this person here just brought you to the point of bringing you back up and saying, no, you are a whole person, you're great, you're fantastic. And you can be loved. So therefore, it's nothing wrong with you loving as well.
Makes sense.
Because there are some things we can't deal with. We can deal with a lot of issues and problems with ourselves. But when it comes to relationship issues themselves, we really can't deal with those unless we're in a relationship. So take care of yourself.
Right.
Get to know the best who you are and realize those people who didn't appreciate that, they were who they was. They never did anything to you. That's the biggest key, too, is to realize that no one or no thing has ever done anything to you. It was the things that you allowed to happen. So when
That's
you realize
true.
Those things, yeah, when you start realizing that, there's no one to blame.
That's true.
Okay, even yourself. You can't really blame yourself because you sit there and look at the situation and said you did the best you could do at the time with the information that you had.
Right.
If you wasn't listening to your intuition, now you know better to listen to your intuition. If you wasn't following through with certain things that you knew was wrong, or you knew what this person was all about, and there was something in your mind that kept on telling you, this is not the man for you, but you kept on going, you've learned to listen to yourself again because of that situation you were in, okay?
Right.
My favorite one is, I got this affirmation here. It says, I'm happy and grateful that I now have a wonderful, happy, romantic, joyful, spiritual soulmate, twin flame relationship marriage with whoever that would be. We are really learning to understand. See, we're really learning to... Okay, I'm messed up. And it goes on to say, after we say the person, because what I do, I put April in there, April Austin, we are really learning to understand and deeply love each other unconditionally now. And you can use these things with anything, because I'd sit there and turn this one around and say, thank you. I'm so happy and grateful now that I have a very successful business and career, being a successful, happy, compassionate, abundant, prosperous, well-paid, whichever you want to put in there, psychic meeting, spiritual advisor, doing very powerful, insightful angel card readings, palm readings, life coaching, relationship counseling, using all my gifts and talents to help everyone who crosses my path now. So be it, so it is. So if you didn't catch all that, there's...
Yeah, I like. Thank you so much. You definitely have given me food for thought, things to think about. You know, I'll definitely go back and re-listen to the show again and jot down some things and listen to it again and have it feed my spirit and stuff like that. So definitely.
Yeah. If you ever get to that point where you want to sit down and do a one-on-one reading, please don't hesitate to contact me and then. I would actually when the situation I would sit and go, be a pleasure.
I will definitely do that. We'll definitely do that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank
I really appreciate
so
your call.
Much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too.
Bye
bye now.
Bye bye.
Okay, well, it's a situation going on and everything. Dee, why don't you give them out the information now they can contact you for your jewelry and your readings.
Okay. You can contact me for reading at 207-374-5072 or email me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Everything I do is for donations, and I take PayPal. So if you're interested, say, in an email reading, I suggest a donation of $20. For an hour reading over the phone, I suggest a $60 donation, but I'll work with other time frames, like maybe you want a 20-minute reading, maybe you want 45, 75, whatever, I can work with that. And I'll work within your budget if you find that you think that $60 is too much. Just contact me. I want to help you. Be more than happy to, as I say, work within your budget and get back to you right away within 24 to 48 hours. If you're interested in some healing energy, I also do that. If you're interested in some jewelry for now, contact me at my email address, or you can also call me. I can email you some pictures of things that I've done, so give you some idea of what I do. If you're interested in some chakra jewelry, I'm going to be doing that. And I always work with good stone beads, such as Picasso Jasper or Aquamarine, Moss Agate, Amethyst, Freshwater Pearls I use a lot. And I use sterling silver pendants and stone pendants, and I also, in some of my designs, and I also use good Hill Tribe silver. It's handmade by the Hill Tribe people in Thailand, which is absolutely gorgeous stuff. And I take PayPal for that. So if you're interested in jewelry, I make not only necklaces but earrings, bracelets. Contact me, and we'll work out how long you'd like it, if it's a necklace, how many strands, that sort of thing. And as I say, take PayPal, and we'll discuss pricing and all that good stuff. And
okay.
If anybody else, and I'm also, not that I do this, but I'm looking to connect with people, some Wiccans, some Druids, Indigo people. You can always email me or phone me. If anybody happens to be in the state of Maine, that's really great. But wherever you are, if you're interested in connecting, I would love to connect with you.
All right. That was really the situation, too. And if you want to contact me for readings, please do so. And let's see. For private readings, give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or call me through Skype at donald.reed8 or go to my website, www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And we're having a special this month, $75 for 75 minutes, 45 minutes for 40, okay, 45 minutes for $45, $25 for 40. For 25 minutes. I also have blocks of time. You can get 5 blocks of 45-minute readings for $100. You can also get 3 90-minute sessions for $150. Those sessions usually go for $77 a piece. And the 45-minute readings, well, we just said $45 for 45 minutes. So check those out as well. We also do reading. We also work with Skype, where we can do groups and parties and one-on-one readings as well. So contact me for the information on that. Also, with the situations of all things falling into place, there are also workshops, open for workshops. So if you want to put some workshops together, contact me. We'll put some things together so we can do. Also, we do these things called group readings. And what a group readings are, those are like 5 or 10 of your friends. We sit down, we do readings, and each person will get at least a 20-minute reading, and also parties. And those sessions usually go, parties and group readings usually go for about $150 flat fee. But for this month, it's only $77, so check those out too. And we'll actually even knock off additional 10% for new customers who come to us as we do our shows. If you contact us during the show, leave a message. We'll definitely get back with you, and we'll take care of the whole situation and that kind of stuff and knock off 10 more percent for you. So keep that in mind as well. So take and put those things together, and we'd be great to work with you. And the 90-minute sessions are like the group readings. The 90-minute sessions are like for relationship counseling, life coaching, past life regressions, or if you have a child that you want to work with because they're gifted and you know how to deal with the whole thing, those are sessions to get for that. And that's like I said before, that's why I came up with the idea of getting 3 of those sessions, because usually it takes about 3 sessions to really get into the deep depth of those situations and get some really good things to actually work with and help you, because it's one of those things where we want the parents to work with their children as much as the children work with the parents. So it's like a team of enhancing that child's gifts. So therefore, they can utilize them as soon as possible. Because the sooner you utilize your gifts of intuition and all those things that come along with it, your life gets a whole lot better. And your intuition, your angels, you tap into those things because it's an easy thing to do, really. It's just the ideal of knowing what direction to go with and those things. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601-9835 or contact me through Skype at donald.reed8 or contact me through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And also I want to sit here and say thanks for our sponsor, Richard Pelanga, who actually has a website of his own called DivineBodyWash.com. They're spiritual and natural products. So if you're looking for something to change on those things, please do so. And if you're looking for taking toxics and toxins and just chemicals out of your life, these products will definitely help that. So go to this website at DivineBodyWash.com and check them out. They're great products, and they'll go right along with your spiritual life, as in spiritual and natural. Okay, and plus Richard's saying that for every person who donates $25 to the show, he will give you a bottle of body wash. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body mist. And you'll be able to test these products as much as donate to a great, fantastic show where we want to help everybody, anybody that comes through here, and you'll be a part of that process too as well. So for other people out there who want to donate to the show, you can donate anything you want. We take donations from everyone. So don't think you can't donate to the show because of the stipulation, because of the certain parameters of 25 and 35. Those are for people who want to donate those, but anybody can donate to the show. So please do so. And for everybody who's donated, we appreciate it and thank you. Now, we have one more caller, I think, if I'm not mistaken, in the queue. Let's go back and check it out. And yes, we do. We have area code 718. Ooh, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Hi.
I'm doing fantastic. What's your name?
This is Lisa.
Lisa.
Hi, yeah. Lisa.
Hi. Yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Yes.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, Lisa's the broom closet.
No, you keep saying that. You're hilarious.
No,
well,
I never.
I am. I guess I am. I guess that's how she's going to say it. I'm going to have to just go with that. And we'll keep it as an inside joke, but that's...
Yeah, I already have. You can ask Lisa yourself. I already have an inside joke that I try to keep to myself. But
yes,
keep all
the inside jokes to yourself right now, Donnie. I ask you to nicely please keep things anonymous. No song singing. No.
Okay, so I can't.
Please,
sing that.
I ask of you to do that for me. Thank you.
How about
you're
this?
Welcome.
My baloney has a first name.
Okay. Stop. Well,
I have to say this. I'm sorry, Lisa, but Donnie, stop being such a wiener.
Oh, my gosh.
She went for it.
There we go.
I went for it.
Okay.
I couldn't help it.
I know. Well,
my bad sense of humor.
Oh, my goodness. I have a business question, but an update for you. Well, I spoke with this gentleman on Monday evening. I just took a chance and said, you know what, I just want to pop on the radar. I said, I'm going to pop on the radar, and since we're not dating and we always talk, I'm just going to give him a shout-out. And he called me back, and we talked for 3 hours. So,
all right.
Yeah, so that was good, because I'm on the radar, and I don't have to do anything else. That's how I felt afterwards. I felt like I spoke my truth. I didn't have to say I like you. I didn't have to say any of that. I just kind of just put out there, like, what's going on with me. And, you know, he told me what's going on with him and his view on things. And after I had that conversation, I really felt like, you know what, I leave it all to the universe, because I did what I felt was right for me. And, like, he can't be confused anymore. Because I know I was confused.
Right.
If he's confused, he's confused all by himself. I know I didn't do it.
Kelly.
Because D said to me, he needs a nudge. You don't have to say anything, just a tiny nudge. And I was like, that was a nudge. I mean, what do you pick up from that? Does that, like, you know, did I seem out of this world? But
no, I think it's... I would sit here and say, look at the situation of a person who's thinking a lot. Almost like you get the impression of the word confirmed. A lot of things were confirmed for him. And so, therefore, it's like you said before, let the universe play itself out. And I would sit there and look at the situation. If you feel like there's anything between the two of you, as any kind of difficulties you'd like to remove, I would sit there and work with affirmations to do such. And, you know, physically and all the things you put out there and that kind of stuff, now it's like the idea we're actually really working with the universe one-on-one, literally. Because that's what I do. The one thing I was talking about before, like last week, we're talking about relationships. And I felt like affirmations are good to get those things going and get them together and clear the blocks out. But when you're also in a relationship, I think the process of using affirmations could also keep everything going smoothly and actually finding solutions and getting over obstacles and all kinds of stuff. So that's what I was saying with the situation, what you put out there, is to do the same thing.
Yeah, I do. I definitely do. I mean, it was such a breath of fresh air to speak to him, because I felt like, you know, and that whole other thing, and now I know, I mean, I pick up that he sees me we're on the same level or equals now. Like, I felt like, remember, I told you that he sees me differently because of how we met, and now it doesn't seem as intimidating. I mean, what do you pick up about that part? That was the part that I was curious about.
It doesn't seem important anymore.
Okay, good. Because I felt like
that
was
a big deal.
Yeah, I felt like that was the barrier, and I had to be the one to say something, because he was waiting for me to say, "Oh, it's okay," you know, like if you just address me a different way and you don't think about that other stuff anymore. We have a different relationship now. We don't have the relationship we used to have. You know, we're confidants now. We're pretty close, so you don't have to feel like there's this barrier that you can't, I don't want to say can't cross, but I use the phrase kind of like, you know, we're more like friends now. And he was like, yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I felt weird that he wanted to treat me like a friend earlier, actually, he said. So that surprised me. I didn't expect him to say that. But yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess that's my update on it. I just, because I felt like there was distance, not even thinking anymore. I felt like there was just straight up distance, and I didn't like that feeling. I felt like there was like a distance of disappearing, or not a chance of disappearing. And I was like, you know what? That's not going to be my fault. I'm going to make sure I do something so there won't be this horrible distance. You know, so.
Now you close the gap.
Yes. I mean, do you pick up his thoughts on how that went?
Sure, I do.
Overall, like, I'm not talking about, just like, because I know what my thoughts are on it. You know, I just was, I guess the overall.
I'm just saying with the situation at hand, with the idea of what he's thinking, the idea of focusing on those things, at this time I don't feel like it's very important. I think it's something he needs to contend himself with, too, at the same time. But you also have to sit there and look at the situation, too, and say, okay, what's going to happen if he comes knocking my door tomorrow and actually wants to be in a relationship? Are you ready for that? And that's the thing you should be working on with yourself. Where are you at right now with this situation, too? Because you're asking the questions, and you're looking for answers. But see, the idea of him moving or not moving or whatever he's going to do, that's not how you're going to make a decision here, what you want to do. You've got to make these decisions because this is what you want to do. Not with the situation, because I've been talking to a lot of women lately where they're saying, okay, you know, what's he doing? How does he feel? It doesn't matter. It's the idea of focusing on oneself, getting really strong within yourself and doing all these little things that you need to do for yourself. And then all of a sudden you're going to have this radar is going to kick in and you're going to know exactly what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be on the same picture, same wavelength.
I've been feeling really good, though. Like, I'm business-wise, I feel great.
Oh, I killed my banana.
Like, okay. Dee, how are you doing over there? What I was going to say was that after the conversation, you know, I literally was like, okay, I feel really good about that. And the next day I had a business event to go to, which went so great, connected with a really great colleague of mine who gave me an offer for consulting, a teaching position. And, you know, it's an opportunity that's going to come to fruition later this year, and it's great. I'm really on that kind of a high right now. Like, I feel really happy about that. And I just literally been writing up stuff all day, and I'm getting other offers, you know, to basically connect with people that are looking for my services and build a following. So, like, that's where I've been lately. I've been really, really, you know, feeling good about that. So I don't know. I guess the other part of it is I'm not so worried about being in a relationship. Yes, I would love to have one. But my concern or just my general thing is just dating him, you know, when the time comes, because that's how you know anyway. You know, I'm not one to jump. But I guess I just haven't, like, discussed it because I wanted to tell you guys because I talked to Dee a few times, all at one time, that long time about it. So, you know, we were wondering when I was going to hear from him, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to figure it out because I'm going to contact him. I finally was like, you know, I don't have to make demands. I would never do that anyway. But it doesn't hurt to find out what's going on because we're not dating and it shouldn't be awkward for me to speak to him. I don't know.
It's one of those situations. You know, just relax. That's definitely one of the things I would do. Is just relax with the situation. So, Kelly, are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was just going to tell Lisa was on the show the day I talked to you before you came over and got your reading here at the house.
Yeah.
I was just telling Lisa that Kelly, who's also on the line, I met her in person. She's been here.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
Ask her.
How did it go, Kelly?
It was fun. It's like Donnie and I, it's like, you know how you meet people and it's like you go, yeah, this is probably one of my, you know, soul group people from, like, you know, antiquities ago and, you know, ages ago and whatnot. It's like that's kind of how Donnie feels. It's like he's kind of like old soul comfortable. And it's
we
visited a lot. He did, you know, he did some really good readings, you know, for us and stuff. I took my kids over because, you know, like what he says is like, well, people who have psychic children usually have abilities in themselves. And it's like, no, I'm just a card reader. All I do is I read cards. I'm good.
So we're still working on that.
But
yeah.
But
yeah, she brought her kids over. We did readings for the kids and her and. I actually did a group reading, too. That was kind of interesting because the very first three cards that came out was each card was actually for each one of them. So it was like,
yeah,
it was just one of those things. It was a spontaneous thing. It just came out of the deck. And I think actually those cards were the ones that I was sitting there messing with the deck and they popped off the top. So you go with it. And that was kind of interesting. So, yeah.
And then my daughter checked out. I have a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old, and my daughter kind of like checked out. He gave her a pillow, and she just like curled up in this little ball and put her coat over herself and like went to sleep on the floor. I was like, yeah, she really checked out.
Yeah, she came over. She was sitting in the chair, and the next thing she was on the floor, and I was like, you want a pillow? And she was just kind of like, you know, I said, I got daughters, so I know you want a pillow. So I gave her a pillow, and then she just zonked down on the floor again. I don't think she was really coherent when she left.
I don't think she was either, but on the flip side, the 10-year-old boy was like all over the place. It's like, you know, a monkey in a zoo, you know, might describe it.
He had enough energy for all of us.
I was like...
He had everybody.
Now he's really patient because it's like otherwise you might have killed him or hung him out inside the tree, you know.
Aww.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, so.
But that's good to connect in person. That was nice to hear that it, you know, worked out well.
Oh yeah, we're still plugging away with the idea of doing workshops and lectures and that kind of stuff.
Yes,
I'm
very excited about this, Donnie. This is great news.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have we talked about this?
Too many.
Yes.
He
gives a lot. He has the show, and he's on it for long periods of time. And I'm like, you could do workshops in person and have people come see you speak, you know,
especially
and that's something that would be really great for you, you know, because it's not limited. You know, you can definitely grow your, you know, your business that way and just and reach out to more people and help more people. So it's ideal for you.
Yeah, so you told me about it, and that thing that last time you told me about it, I was like, you know something? Sitting there listening to me talk on the radio, and I've actually listened to some in the archives too, I'm like, you're right. The idea of putting those things into play is you keep hearing something. If everybody keeps coming to you and saying the same thing over and over again, you know for a fact there's guidance coming, and they're going through other people. Since you won't listen to yourself, they're going to start talking to other people too and say, okay, here we go. But we started talking about the beginning of the show, too. I was telling everybody, you know, like my friend Nicole called last night, and she was, like, working on deserving. And she said that she noticed a pattern within her life where she was always scraping to make money to pay her bills. She was always behind her bills and that kind of stuff like that. And we traced it back to the idea that she didn't think she was deserving. That's why those things were in those situations. And changing those things, I know for a fact, when I did the same thing, I came here, I said, I'm not going to think that way. I'm not going to sit here and focus and worry and all kind of stuff. Sometimes we do go back and forth. But it's always a job in progress. And that's what I did. I just started saying, okay, forget this. Let's just go and do what we got to do. And now I've actually paid some extra money on next month's rent, and I'm always striving. I figured that we'll take the affirmations one step further and say, okay, what do you really want to do? I like to have my rent paid 3 months in advance, if not for the whole year. So we're focusing on those things because we're changing our perception, because I've noticed a lot of things with a lot of people. Like I've seen people win the lottery. And the reason they go in debt even further because of their mentality and what their perception says, because they're so stuck on paying rent. They're so stuck on paying payments. They don't realize now you can go out and buy it. And they still have a tendency to get things on credit. And people will give it to them. That's another thing that works against you, because people will give you anything you want once you got money and because they want it. I think the smartest people I've ever seen who win the lottery actually get financial advisors.
Yep.
To sit there and make that plan and do what they got to do. But seriously, if you work on a spiritual lifestyle, you can actually be your own financial planner by realizing your potential and what you can do. If you're already in a person that's already manifesting things, pretty much you manifested the $1 million you just won, so therefore you manifest and keep going. A lot of people have a tendency to stop doing those procedures once they get those things, not realizing it's okay to ask for more. Because it doesn't say in the Bible either that once you hit a certain plateau, that's it.
You have to stop.
It does.
Look at Solomon. Solomon was like, you know, so wealthy, you know, God blessed him. And it's like he said the silver got to be like worth nothing. It's like gold was like so commonplace. It's like he was probably wealthier than some of the billionaires that are out there today.
Well, they said he was one of the wealthiest men in history and also one of the most spiritual men in history, too, because, like you said, God blessed him. But if you talk to Christians and put those two together, oh, no. You have to be humble. You have to settle. And being poor is good. And also they emphasize...
No, being poor is actually a problem. And it's like, you know, actually...
It actually goes against the
unlimited wealth.
Yeah, it actually goes against
we're his children.
Price.
We're supposed to live in unlimited wealth, too.
Yeah, because if you look in the Bible, I always go over this one where I was sitting there talking about, if you look in the Bible where the disciples are looking at Jesus and they're talking, and it says that for a rich man to get in heaven is as hard as getting a camel through the eye of the needle. Which back in those days, what the eye of the needle was actually a thing. It was actually the entrance into the city. They used to have walls around the cities, and the entrances were made for humans to go through, but not animals. So a camel actually literally had to get down on its knees to crawl through, which is the entrance was called the eye of the needle. So you take a camel through it, okay? But if you sit and look at the procedure, it's hard for a camel to get through there, but not impossible. Okay, and then the other thing in that section too, the disciples go, okay, if that's the case, then Lord, who is going to get to go to heaven? No one's ever asked the question.
With God, all things are possible.
That's true too, but see, the disciples are asking this question. Why are they asking this question? Because they were wealthy.
Uh-huh.
They were all self-employed. They all had money coming in. You look at the situation,
right.
Jesus was taken care of. Jesus never asked for anything. Everybody always gave. So the idea of the situation, see, Jesus just instinctively just gave of himself. He never asked for anything. But in the process of what he was giving to the world at that time, before they actually got zealous and stupid, were actually giving him and taking care of him too as well. So it's showing you a cycle, that continuous thing. It always keeps going on. So God, Jesus didn't come in like we had the situation with the people, the masses of people. And we have fish and we have bread, but we don't have enough to feed everybody. Jesus never said that. Jesus goes, we have this and we have plenty. And the next thing you know, everybody was fed. Everybody wasn't fed to the point where they just had a little bit. They were fed till they were content. But when you start to look at these situations and you watch how those manifestations happen, nobody questioned it. They just went right to work and did it. And it's the same thing like I was telling a friend of mine. It's like, you don't think you have control or dominion, as they put it. And it says in the one section too, Jesus was in the boat sleeping, and the disciples were freaking out because they're going across the Sea of Galilee, and there's a big old storm, and the disciples are freaking out and that kind of stuff, and Jesus is sleeping. And the disciples are going, why is he sleeping for? He should be like up here in, stopping the storm, you know, saving us. And I feel like the reason Jesus was sleeping, because Jesus had taught them that what I can do, you can do, and they wasn't doing it. So there was like certain tests to prove one's abilities are always being presented to us all the time of how powerful we really are. And if we don't want to feed into it and say, okay, I am, then we just make ourselves weaker. And some people have a tendency to do that on purpose. I have to be weaker to make God more powerful. And God doesn't need you to sit there and make him more powerful. God is almighty, and he's all powerful, and he's like, I'm good. So I want you to do the same thing. You're made in the image, so go out there and have a good... And even the Bible says it, don't it? Be happy. Go be out and be abundant and prosperous. It doesn't say settle and be miserable. It says be abundant and prosperous. Your divine birthright is to say just those things. And to say, I deserve it. And if you want to, by my divine birthright, I deserve, and then put whatever on there. I've seen a lot of people, I've done it myself. I'm like, I deserve to be living in a nice apartment, not this freaking hotel. And next thing I know, an opportunity opened itself up, and I was like, sometimes we do get a little bit doubtful, and we go, okay, what's happening? But then when it does happen, we're like, okay, I knew it was going to happen. Why can't we just say that all the time, right? So I was just saying, you know, it's like the one thing about manifestation, if you sit and take those things and really put them together, because I've always felt like Jesus' life in itself could actually be the story of manifestation, shedding the old in favor of the new.
True story.
All right,
my
guys.
My son finally arrived, and he's crabby at me because he's behind schedule.
He's crabby at you?
He's crabby at me because he is behind schedule. It's like I neglected to tell him which apartment we lived in, and he's been sitting out in the parking lot because I didn't tell him, and he didn't call back. So I was like, okay. Anyway, yeah. I guess I have to go now, and we have to settle his dog and whatnot, and see what I can do. So anyway.
All right, no problem. Yeah. Well, thank you for being here. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all the work you did in the chat room. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's like I was just listening to the dissertation on the disciples and stuff. It's like I never realized that about the eye of the eye of the needle and the wall and stuff. That is really cool. It's like very good information. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Anyway. All right. Well, I know I will be talking to you tomorrow.
All right. No problem.
We'll catch you later. Thank you. Thank you so much for being
on. You're right. You're welcome.
Okay.
Join us anytime, okay? Bye-bye.
I will. It's like I might just leave the chat room up. It's like so I can at least sit and walk, and I might dial back in once I settle him down and find out what his beef is. So anyway.
All right.
Catch you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, guys.
Okay.
So, Lisa?
Well, you got a partner now, someone you can partner up with. Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's working for a period of time because what's going on is she wants me to actually help her move some stuff to Idaho. She's looking for a driver to do that whole thing. So I said, you know, I didn't see any reason why I couldn't help her out because she wants to do it and then come back and just, you know, the whole thing. And she said, I'll pay you. I'm like, okay. so I was like, we'll be there. We'll help you out. We'll do what we got to do in that situation. But, she's actually, she took a bunch of my postcards. And magnets and some stuff, and then she said she wanted to send those out, and she wanted to just to distribute those things. So I was like, sounds good.
That's awesome.
You know, anytime someone says, hey, can I have some of those so I can tell everybody? I was like, am I going to say no? I don't think
so. No, you're not going to say no. That's really great. And I knew something was going to go right. Remember I told you that? I said I sent something.
Yes.
I said that, and I still feel the same way. I'm just not going to be specific right now because – I'm going to respect that because I asked you to be neutral or to be, what did I
right.
say? Basically, you know what I'm trying to say. But in a nutshell, like I still feel the same way I felt before. But that's just me. You know,
right.
that's what I pick
no
up.
No problem. Oh, yeah. No, I understand where you're coming from. And
go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, you know, the idea of friends and I don't think we really can have enough friends, real ones, at that anyway. That's the biggest thing. People don't understand what between a friend and associate is. Just because you know them and all that kind of stuff doesn't mean because me personally, some of the friends that I have, they have a tendency to respect things and not take advantage of them. And I know other people I've known for a long time who have a tendency to come to me and expect I should just drop everything right there and give them a reading. And no compensation at all because we're friends. Mm-hmm. This one person did that to me too, and she goes, I said, you ask for like 5 or 10 readings a day. And I said, if you average that out from what I pay on an hour session, it's like $100. You're talking like $500 a day.
That's crazy.
And she said, well, we're friends. I said, really? Friends wouldn't do that to me.
Yeah.
That changed her attitude right there. She was like, what? Yeah, see, friends are not people that you take advantage of. And then I started looking at people differently because she used to talk about how bad her life was, how bad people treated her, and all this kind of stuff. And then her daughter was the same way. Men were abusive and that kind of stuff. And I think when I started looking at the situation, I really started looking at these things differently of who was actually being abusive. And maybe it was the man who was not being abusive, but just people do have – they have pressure points. And when they reach them, they have a tendency to react. It's like anybody else. When you're walked all over so many times, eventually you're going to smack them.
Mm.
That's called defense, not abuse. And so I'm just saying, it's like amazing. If you really listen to people and the way they talk and communicate, you're going to hear everything you need to know. And it's like, don't be scared to say, okay, shoot, I just heard that one. Just go with it because it's telling you something and it needs to be explored. And that's why I saw the situations. It's like you can still love and care for people, but also realize they are who they are too as well. And I think in the idea of realizing those things and pointing it out to them, even the idea of distancing yourself from them, they're going to see something and learn something. If we don't do those things, we're just enabling them to keep doing the same thing over again. I feel like speaking one's mind doesn't always have to be with aggression or anger, but with tact, you know. And the more tactful it is, I think the more successful it is when it's given to the other person. And the more calmer you are, the more they're going to take it seriously. So it's one of those things of our meditations, our work, the things we do in ourselves is great, fantastic. It doesn't just help us, but it also helps us when we get into situations like that. So we won't let our emotions dictate our actions. We can actually dictate our actions ourselves and get the point across, the information, whatever it is. Because we do it all the time when we work with our clients. We don't seem to get mad at our clients because they're being stupid about certain things. We try to be objective. We try to look at those things. We try to help them. We try to get deep within the situations. And I don't see why we don't do that with our spouses and our friends too as well. And I guess our families too. But
yeah, no, I mean, it's absolute truth. I mean, I know that, I have a really nice girlfriend, but, you know, if I let her, she'll want to talk to me for, like, 8 hours. And, you know, I take responsibility in that, and I've cut the conversation short because it takes time for me getting proper rest. And it just is like people need to understand that barrier. That barrier, that's going to keep me from making money. If I keep doing that, it's just going to send the message to the universe. That's the way I do things all the time. And it does drain you, and then you wonder why you're not making money, you know. So, and I have to tell myself, okay, like, you know, one time is okay, but you can't keep doing it, you know, because then you're going to start, you know, wondering what's going on, and you have to have some sort of balance, you know. But this is a person that wanted me to do this, like, for months. And I was like, I'm a good friend, but I have to tell myself, you are a good friend by teaching her that she shouldn't talk to anybody this long all the time, because she's wasting her time, too, and, you know, it's just not letting her be productive. And I said, you know, if you've learned anything from talking to me, take the tools that I've given you in the conversations to help yourself. Not talking to me every day is only going to make you codependent.
Yeah.
You know, like, and she goes, oh, I really needed you yesterday. I said, no, you didn't. You didn't need me. We talked a lot, and I, you know, you learned a lot of things when you talked to me. So what you do is in the moments when you think you need me, remember the things that I've told you. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to learn something from when we talk. Not like I got to talk to you every time something goes wrong. You know what I mean? Like, and that's something I'm like, because you're not like being strong enough to deal with the changes that happen, you know? So,
yes.
Yeah. I mean, I can only ask you so many times what I'm going to hear from somebody. I mean, that's just the absolute truth. And then I just said to myself, no, I can make something happen without being aggressive or demanding. And that's it. And the funny thing is any anxiety I had about it went away. So that's the interesting part about it. I mean, I guess my mind now is on money making and just like, you know,
no, seriously.
When I should promote certain things.
but it is.
I was just sort of thinking about this girl, this friend of mine I know, Regina. I was sitting there, I've done some really readings with her where I just tell her to snap out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she goes, well, how come I'm having trouble with spirits? I said, because you don't set boundaries for human beings. What makes you think spirits are going to respect those boundaries that you're not setting up either? You have to set boundaries for everyone and everything. So look at the situation for what it is, and then it'll stop happening. There's nothing wrong with speaking your mind. And she was just so great. But then she had this attitude that she feels like if she speaks her mind, then she's being mean.
Mm.
Not realizing you're just being who you are, and people need to respect that. And that's the reason they're not respecting it, because you're not being who you are. And they're pushing the boundaries and pushing back, and they're violating the space and doing whatever they want to do. Because you're allowing them to do that. So don't be scared to speak your mind. I mean, sure, you don't have to yell or get mad at somebody, but you can still speak your mind.
Yep. No, you can. You definitely can. I know I did that the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I found myself going into funny territories, but I was like, whatever. You know, like you start to realize, like, it's okay. You know, if this is somebody that you want to be with, saying certain things is going to be okay. You know, and I didn't say anything wrong. I just said things that kind of surprised me, and that is what I took mm-hmm. from that. I was like, oh, that just surprised me that I even brought that up. But I realized that, you know, take it or leave it. I'm very accepting. Whoever I'm going to be with needs to be the same way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not anything bad. It's just, it is what it is.
Whoa.
Yeah, but, oh, did you have that conversation with your special someone? Did everything go okay?
Okay, say one more time.
I said, did you have the conversation with your special someone? Did everything go okay? That's the last time I spoke to you.
Yes, everything's fine.
Okay.
Yes, I mean, it's just one of those things, realizing how you really feel about somebody and... Just it's like putting it out there and saying, okay, this is real, this is what's going on, so therefore you should respect that, not sitting and letting, it's like, I feel like it's okay to take advice from other people, but when you actually go against your own feelings and what you really know,
mm-hmm.
it's because you don't want to offend somebody,
mm-hmm.
you're only disrespecting the person you're with who's being like, you know, this whole thing. So I've heard so many things from her mom and
okay.
where they're just like, you know, they have their opinions and stuff, but it's like we saw that before. My mom used to do the same thing. It's like, okay, you're riding the fence. You should sit there and pick which one you're going to go, God or what you're doing. And I'm sitting there going, the most confusing part about that whole thing was with the way we work and, you know, the connections and stuff, I don't think I was ever riding a fence. The only reason I was riding a fence was in the process of trying to please them compared to what I felt like life should be doing. And when I decided to actually focus and go, okay, she said I'm riding the fence, I decided to focus entirely on this whole thing, no matter what anybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when things started working out for me. And I guess that's what I was trying to say to April, that you need to stick to your guns, you need to stick to your own beliefs, and do what you feel is right, no matter where you are or who you're living with. Because one thing I've learned, I told my mom this too, I said, the thing with the situation is, when you have a limited living arrangement, when you're no longer underage, it's a respect to two adults.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she's like, one thing about titles is my mom will always be my mom and I'll always be her son. There's no reason to sit down and justify those things. It's the idea that here we are in this living arrangement and there has to be some respect. And when the respect doesn't happen, like I told her, I said, what you need to do? Just do like I did. We're focusing on the radio show and all this other stuff, and people wasn't allowing it to happen. Or was it? Or was I feeding into this so much I wasn't allowing it to myself? So I sat there and said, okay, I have to do this work, no matter where I'm at. So I just started doing it. I told my mom, the more I do this work, the more I'm blessed, the more I'm going to be out of your hair.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's an easy way to tell someone.
Well, I sat down with her and I told her, I looked her right in the face one day and I said, you're never going to approve of what I do. And I have no intention of stopping it anytime soon. So therefore, let's get to a point of actually of just respect. Okay?
Yeah.
I won't sit there and push it in your face and I would appreciate the same thing. Okay? You want to go to church? I might go to church with you, you know, when I feel like going to church. If I don't feel like going to church, I don't think I should be forced. I don't like those commercials on television. Go to church more than twice in your life, and it shows your wedding and your funeral. Those Those are scare tactics.
That's a horrible commercial.
I know. It's what it says.
I've never heard of that. That is horrible. That's really bad.
Latter-day Saints. I mean,
but
I'm
sorry,
like,
I've never heard of that, but that's so terrible.
Yeah, well, that's in Ohio. That's in Ohio, too. Maybe that's just an Ohio thing. I don't know. But I was sitting there going over those things. I told my mom, I said, if you really, it's like, you don't know what I do. You think you know what I do, but you've never listened to me. You've never seen me do a session. You've never listened to my radio show. And my brother, I have my younger brother who was, he's a character. He doesn't take anything seriously. And one day he walked up to me and he said, he came to visit one weekend because I was actually working on his house. He's the one that has the house in Ohio that we were getting ready to rent out. And I was sitting there, he came down. And he was freaked out because we went down to clean the house up and jump and pulled all the stuff out of there. My brother was sitting there looking at me going, he goes, hey, he said, I really appreciate you helping me, man. You haven't said a word. You just come down here, do the work, and get out of here. I said, you haven't got my bill yet. You know? But I was doing a radio show that one night, and he sat there and said, it was kind of funny. The next morning, he looked at me, he's like, you know something? I listened to your show last night. And I thought I was going to crack a joke or so, like my other brothers and sisters have been doing. No, he sat there and said, I was very impressed by your show. He said, you really know what you're doing. And I was like, this is coming from my younger brother who's an ass. And he came across and said it. And I was like, okay, when you can get that kind of reaction out of somebody what you never thought would, you must be doing something right. And it just gives you more confidence to keep going and really throw yourself into the situation and realize that what you do love does have worth, and it is touching a lot of people. And in the situation at that moment, I guess it was touching everyone, even me. So I was like, okay, this is great. Finally
That's
got some
great.
Recognition. Yeah, recognition is great. But
especially from your family. I mean, we all know we have to get past the things they don't believe in that we do love, but it's nice to hear it from someone that's in your family.
Yes, that is true. Now if I could just get it from, and I think it's the reason I stayed in Ohio for so long, to be honest with you, is because I thought one day I could actually get her to say something nice.
Well, it's like you always talk about letting go and the affirmations. You have to apply them to her too. You know. And
oh, I know. I just.
In the end, they
it.
Just want to see you succeed, and they don't. And if they don't feel like it's in their mind, if it's not what they believe is the normal way for people to succeed, or what's in their head, that's how they react. You know, and you can't control that. All you can do is believe in abundance like you do and move forward and, you know, like, and just be prosperous of what you do. I mean, you're going to get there, you know, like, you're doing the right thing. You're partnering up with somebody, and it seems that that's what works for you, is partnering up with people that have their head on straight when it comes to that side of the business, because you're the creative person.
Mm-hmm.
So you get that person with you. Just the tone in her voice to me sounds like she can handle the side of it that you don't want to handle. It's Kelly I'm referring to. So
right.
I just feel like that's going to work for you. You know, just be direct about it and have a plan and plan with the person. And then I think that's going to be what you need to get where you want to be. I feel like the workshops are what's going to be that for you. Because you like talking to groups of people, you know. So believe me, your phone will be ringing off the hook. People who want readings. So just, you know, keep doing that.
Gotcha. I've actually contacted some people too, again, to actually do a remote radio show in their shop. And I was thinking about I could make it on a weekend kind of thing on a Saturday where we would just go back and forth. We'd do, you know, we could sit there and I got the banners and stuff, put them up, promote myself, promote them, and do it out throughout that. We could make a day of it where we're just sitting there all day doing readings and that kind of stuff, doing commentary. Maybe have the people that actually have the shops or the businesses themselves do an interview with them about why they should come down there and give a little insight and the whole thing and that kind of stuff. And just make the whole thing, like most radio remotes do. You know, they sit there, they're there pretty much the whole day. Some of these radio remotes I've seen are usually there for a couple hours and they're gone. I'm like, this, because I've had some people talk about changing the format of the radio show where you should cut the readings down and two or three questions, that kind of stuff. I said, yeah, but to tell you the truth, everybody does that. And I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to sit there and keep the formats the way it is, where it's like people coming on and doing their little thing. I've noticed that the people who get angry in the chat, in the queues, and they usually pop out. They need to work on their patience, if anything else. Because we know for a fact that in the process of the readings and the sessions that I do with people on this show, we've had people come on this show and thank me for answering the questions and giving them all the information without them even getting on the show.
Mm. Yeah,
so
that's
true.
That's a good thing. It's a good point.
Yes. So we're actually doing something on all levels. So why change that format?
Because like you said, people have to work on their patience. And you know what? They have to work on their patience if they call other shows too, because it's the same thing. Everybody is eager to talk. And if they don't get to talk, they're frustrated about something. You know, so...
Yeah. Well, you know,
sometimes
I don't, but
sometimes I don't even have a question. I just have something to tell you, and I get that off my chest, and I'm fine.
I'm just saying, some of these people have to realize, too, with the people that get the time when they do get on the air, if they would be patient enough, they would probably get the same
attention.
All get the same.
Yeah,
the
they
same
would get
attention.
The same attention.
Especially on the Friday and Saturday and Sunday shows. Those are two-hour shows. And actually, I was telling everybody about donations. It's like, donate to the show, because it's like I'm putting money into the show every freaking month. If not every day. And it's like one of those things, you put all this stuff in here, and it's like, okay, guys, let's all work together. Send your donations in so we can take this to a three-hour show. Or maybe, I was trying to figure out what the difference is between a Premium Plus and a Pro show. They say that you actually own everything. I don't know what the difference is, because I know right now, maybe it's because I'm thinking if you go Pro, then if you own everything, then you don't have to pay for your own transcripts. Because right now, for me to do some of my shows are like between $500 and $600 for the transcripts. So I was like, okay, if that was the case where I could actually get those transcripts as a part of the deal too, is why the pros, you said that you own everything. That means I won't have to buy anything. So I could actually get those transcripts, because I've been trying to go back in the archives anyway with some of the stuff we've been doing on relationship counseling and stuff and manifestation as other things, and actually put a couple books together. Which I thought would work pretty good, too, just by getting those transcripts. Or maybe I might have to go back in if I don't want to go that route and just listen to them, you know, because I found out that you can actually download those archived shows into your without any – doesn't cost you anything. So I could get all that information. Because I feel like there's definitely a book in there somewhere, especially on relationships.
Sounds like it. I just ask you, keep me anonymous.
Okay, no problem.
That's all I ask. That's one request I have.
We could have a chapter that says – do you have a wiener in your life? anyway.
You're so horrible. I meant me too, not just the person.
if you think about it, we're not really mentioning any names. We're just replying.
Yes,
on some
no,
people.
I mean, everybody always tells me the same thing. I'm like, I'm not going to use your name. Because not for nothing, it's good when you keep it general, because then everybody relates. You know,
right.
Like, that's what you want. You want everyone to feel like they're going through the experience. How you keep it universal.
I'm not trying to be funny or nothing, but did you know that one of those Oscar Mayer wiener whistles went for $25,000?
Oh, my God.
It's amazing. Some of these freaking art, some people call them antiques, but some of us look at them going, that's just a reminder I don't want to be reminded of, you know? But, I saw some of those things, too, and I was like, there was some art stuff with Kiss, and I'm just like watching all these things as they unfolded. And if you ever seen one of those little whistles, they're really dinky small. And I was just like, they're really cool looking. And this person had this one, it was in mint condition, and he got it for that. And it was just some of the things I've been seeing lately, some of them are kind of appalling, some of the things they got, but Marilyn Monroe's panties, you know?
Oh, God.
I can understand collections and those kind of things, but when you start seeing some things that just kind of like, okay, how did you get those? I mean, remember some months back when Whitney Houston died and somebody actually took a picture of her in her coffin?
That's disgusting.
Yes, because we were starting to look at those things and going, is it really? Because I was talking to some guy today and he was like, up here in Manitou Springs, we used to have this thing called the archives. Okay, I'm not the archives. I'm sorry. I'm still sick of the archives. It's called the incline, where people go climbing all the time. And they've been climbing this thing for years. All of a sudden, Manitou Springs wants to come in and open it legally because they had a big old sign up here that says, you're trespassing once you go past this point. But the reason they put the sign up there, just in case someone did get hurt, they wouldn't be suing you because they're on private property. They wouldn't want to push the issue. But then they decided to open it up legally. But the city took over. Next thing you know, there was a spot down there where everybody's been parking. They've been parking there for years. And all of a sudden now it's $5 parking. They put up signs. You can't, and this is outside. This is nature. And they're saying you can't have dogs on this, you can't do this, you can't do that. And it's just a crazy thing of how, when the government gets involved, how much control there is and what they think they have to have control. You know, just say, okay, let's open up, let's make it legal and just let people do what they got to do. They've never had any problems in years. But I guarantee you, when the government gets involved and they start making all these regulations, that's when people start getting rebellious and have a tendency to defy those things on purpose. And it's a great experience. I mean, it's a mile and a quarter up the side of the mountain on the first ridge. And when you look at it, it looks straight up. If you go to my Facebook, Psychic X Journeyman Donnie Reed, go to my Facebook, you'll see I got a picture on my cover picture of the incline, and I finally got a great shot of it where I'm sitting at the bottom, and you can see it as it goes up. And the first thing April said was, "It looks like it's going straight up. You really expect me to climb that?" And it was like, "Yes, I do. It's because I do it all the time, and it's not one of the easiest things to do because." First of all, you're working with the altitude itself, because we're already 6,000 feet above sea level. So it's one of those things, but it's amazing how when you do it in a certain period of time and do all the things you're supposed to, like drink the water and that kind of stuff, it's actually a really amazing thing. But I'm just tired of that when we put government and that kind of stuff into these things, it just kind of takes the fun out of the whole thing and even the energy out of it. Well, they look at it and go, wow, over 10,000 people went up this thing and so on and so. And you can sit there and hear is these people's their little wheels going, how they can make money off of it. We did a show where we're telling everybody, okay, we're teaching you how to manifest and teaching you what your worth is and what you should be asking for. Don't be scared to ask what you think you're worth. But some of these people I think they've misconceived the whole freaking thing. Of thinking that it's okay to go out there and put people in hardship just to make tons of money. Doctors are good for that. I don't care what anybody says. Doctors, dentists. I mean, some of these procedures and stuff, I understand the situation. You went to school. But when do we – okay, so when you get your schooling paid off and that kind of stuff and you've gotten to a good point, does that mean the prices are going to go down? No, they're going to keep charging the same thing like they have always done. It's just a story to plastic. I think sometimes it's just justification for what they're doing. I say if you went to school – whoop-de-freaking-do. We all make decisions, and I think we should also abide by those decisions we make and take care of our own situations we got ourselves into and don't expect anybody else to pay for it. You know, just go out there, you're a doctor or you're a nurse or, you know, certain things. Because he was talking about the city officials. The city officials are making tons and tons of money. We see half these people sitting along the road with shovels in their hands. I guess it's good, you know, you can't hold a shovel in your hand unless you make 10 bucks an hour, 15, 20, whatever it is. And it's one of those things where we got people working for the city and all these officials and stuff are making all this freaking money. And it's one of those things, if you want to reform things, really, is to reform those systems because the president, once you're a president, you make $250,000 a year. But everything's also handed to you, so all he does with that money is he just pockets it and puts it in the bank. And if he gets two terms, he actually walks away with $2 million, you know, tax-free. That's another thing, it's tax-free, too. And your congressmen, your senators, that kind of stuff, they have pensions. I found this out, I think it's congressmen. After you've been a congressman and you're no longer a congressman, you still get paid. Just like you was if you was a congressman for the rest of your life. That's basically your retirement. And I was like, this is getting a little crazy. Where most, you know, because really, you know, these people are supposed to be helping in the process of making this country run smoothly. When you can't take care of your family and you can't take care of your situations, why are we electing people who can't do that and expect they're going to do the same thing for this country? It doesn't make any sense. So, you know, we're all looking for balance. That's what it is. And we're looking for all these things to be different. But first they want to reform the justice system. They want to reform lawyers and just. I said, no, it goes up higher than that. You've got to start at the top and work your way down in order to sit there and correct this situation. Because I don't think that our forefathers, when this all started out like this, I don't think it was meant to be an unbalanced system. And it's become unbalanced. Where these people, you know, it's just one of those things I think we have If you remember, we separated from King's George from England, and I think there's some of these people are in power now. Because, I mean, the other day I was like, not the idea of not paying income taxes. And they're like, don't you think you should pay taxes? I'm like, are you serious, dude? I pay taxes when I go anywhere. I pay taxes on everything. What are you talking about? You know, it's the one thing I thought was the most appalling thing that I've ever heard about is property taxes. You know, when you go buy your car, you pay taxes one time. And the car is yours. When it's paid off for, you don't have to pay any more taxes or nothing. But with property taxes, you pay property taxes every year on something that you own. And I said, you know, has the system gotten so out of whack and so crazy that people just see these things as normal? There has to be somebody who needs to stand up and go, okay, this is not normal. And the system's gotten crazy to the point where some things and some people are getting money that you shouldn't be getting. And there's other people who are not getting anything who should be getting it. And it's kind of like an unbalanced thing. Look at these things. I mean, when you sit here and hear a story about a lady who had a drug addiction and she got disability, and in the process of trying to get her disability and Social Security, there was a six-month period where she was trying to get it, so therefore she got back pay. So the first check she got was for $8,000. Well, 3 days later, they found her in the river, OD'd. So, you know, you sit here and look at these situations, you have to look at, you know, now you're going to look at some officials and go, okay, what was you thinking to give $8,000 to a person who's got an addiction problem? I don't think you need to be a psychic to figure out what's going to happen in that situation.
No, I don't think
what they're
so
gonna
either.
So, you know, I'm just saying, it's not one of those things that going off crazy or nothing, but I'm just saying, I was just looking at these situations all the time and just trying to figure out, it's like a lot of people are talking about a lot of things, but who is actually doing it? So that's the idea. We should all sit down. We should look at the situation and start focusing on our work and working with individuals, and maybe we can change the world one person at a time.
One person at a time is what it's going to take. Can't be everybody all at once, but, you know, if you know you're doing your part, that's what matters. So that's the way I see it, just one thing at a time. I don't know, just even doing the workshop, the small groups. Someone asked me to mentor someone, and it was someone that's older, and I said no because it sounded like that person just wanted free coaching, and they actually wanted to say, well, can you just text her? I'm like, no. You cannot, you know, like what do you think I am? Like somebody that could spend the whole day texting somebody advice the whole day? I'm like, no. I said, maybe we could do a group event, you know, and that's something that I'm putting in my head. Like, he contacted me about it. Do you see when that would work best for me to do? Like, what do you pick up about that, planning with this person? Should it be like a paid event or just like a presentation to a group? Or just like, what do you pick up that would be best?
Well, first of all, how do you spell karma?
K-A-R-M-A-Y.
What is it? It's K A
R M A. Why are you asking me how to spell karma? Are you trying to say I did something wrong? I felt like I said no, it was the right thing for me to do.
No, no. So you spell karma. K A R M
A.
M A. Karma. Okay, looks good.
I was like, what are you trying to say?
No, actually, I was talking to April.
Oh, okay.
And she said, she was like, how come people are mad at me and this and the other? And I've been talking to her about casting these spells and making people do the things they don't want to do. Like, this one lady wanted to hear from her ex-boyfriend at the same time April was casting a spell for her to find her soulmate. And I said, well, you don't want to do that. You don't want to sit there and bring this other guy into the whole thing because she might go out with somebody this weekend who might be her soulmate. But then the ex-boyfriend calls, and then she's going to start thinking, okay, since he called me, maybe he still wants me, and it's going to cause chaos and confusion. Maybe you can denounce all the work you just did. And she goes, well, I think it's okay, because I think I think if she hears from him, then she'll calm down in the situation. I said, okay, karma. So she was sitting there talking about that this lady's kind of not wanting to talk to her, And then she says there's other people that don't like her too right now. They're kind of mad at her. I was sitting there going, well, we were talking about the ideal of doing these things, what kind of karma would be happening. And it seems like something that I do too. That when I have a tendency not to listen, my karma doesn't wait till like next lifetime. It's usually next week.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah, the universe has a short leash on me. It's something that I've learned a long time ago. They'll pull you when they don't want you to do something, you get pulled right.